Dipiango. A customer is Dipiango.
Dica Chitica. Musa Pimperera Quarera 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 Quarera
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Stray lions have sparked fear among residents of Chief Chembe's area in Luano district. In African news, the world's oldest president to seek a term. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Stray lions have sparked fear among residents of Chief Chembe's area in Luano district, Central Province, following a series of sightings in the Luano Valley. The lions are reported to have killed 5 cattle and 8 goats, raising serious concerns over the safety of both people and livestock. Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki confirmed the development, stating that his office has received reports of lion attacks from local residents and described the situation as alarming, adding that a swift action is being taken to address the threat. Mr. Meleki revealed that officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife have been deployed to the affected areas and are currently on the ground working to contain the situation and prevent further harm. He further advised residents to avoid moving alone, especially in the early morning and evening hours, and urged them to remain indoors by 19 hours as a precautionary measure.
So in the valley, there is a game area. So these particular animals, sometimes they tend to move from their area to come to people. So these animals, they come to people and they've done some damages. Of course, we found about 5 cattle, that is animals, and also 8 goats were killed by the same animals. And it's from that particular point that we deployed our officers to be on the ground. So they are on the ground, coupled with the scouts which are already there. So as of today, yesterday, we haven't received any report regarding to like an additional damage.
In the face of the high cost of living, women in Kitwe's Buzakile Township have turned to agricultural gardening as a means of survival. The women, who are mainly farming onions and vegetables, are not only feeding their families but also supporting their children. Speaking in an interview with Company Radio News, Justin Chiwe, one of the farmers, has said the high cost of living has forced them to think outside the box and be productive. Mrs. Chiwe has also encouraged her fellow women who have been engaging in excessive beer drinking to join them in productive activities like farming. Meanwhile, Beauty Namwava, another woman farmer, explored her fellow women to emulate her example and desist from harmful activities, but instead keep themselves busy with farming.
So, business, and Avo, ever said I'm good with it. No one to mother men, the boss in the battery with life, flashed some tango at Chipa, Valam Kunina Mogwan. The first stretch of which I'm saying. So then I want a matter of five Savakas of Kunoku, Navera Kuvekata, Natova Sanga, Navera Kurafa and Kuvekata, Kuanga, Mamma Kunavara owned, and he had to have funded to Adima. So I demand of Sombra to Soma, and I had to have Kunina and over to our friend to the top of the Navarume, Avakuwa. So I then got to Adima Fine. At least this, the Fatam of Somosu, we are not going to Ashisha, now at least the Valisha Kokuna.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has expressed disappointment with the Ministry of Education over its continued delay in releasing the names of teachers recruited under the replacement mode. On 19th March 2025, Minister of Education Douglas Asia Kalima assured the nation that the list of over 2,000 newly recruited teachers would be published within 2 weeks, and shockingly, nearly 4 months have now passed and this list remains unpublished. According to NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa, this delay is unjustifiable and unacceptable, especially at a time when Zambia's public education system is burdened with a shortage of over 80,000 teachers and loses more than 6,000 teachers annually. Dr. Chansa says a further delay will only exacerbate the already dire teacher-learner ratios in public schools, undermining learning outcomes and national development. Dr. Chansa has urged the Minister of Education and the Teaching and Service Commission to immediately publish the long-awaited list of newly recruited teachers.
But 4 weeks, 4 months after that, this list has not been published. This is not acceptable. We want the ministry to release this list because the ministry requires urgently more than 80,000 teachers in order to better the pathetic teacher pupil ratios that are obtaining in most schools, especially in rural areas. We're also aware that the ministry loses more than 6,000 teachers per year due to deaths and also retirements.
Representatives of the small-scale mining industry have welcomed government stance to temporarily halt illegal mining activities in Mufumbo district. Emerald and the Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia, ESMA's President Victor Kalesha, has told Comerade News that the government's decision to temporarily halt illegal mining activities in the area is a necessary measure to ensure the safety of the miners and prevent further accidents. Mr. Kalesha believes that formalizing their operations are through the formation of cooperatives and acquisition of artisanal small-scale miners' licenses is a crucial step towards sustainable and responsible mining practices. He has also strongly emphasized that the issuance of licenses should prioritize the local Zambians, particularly the artisanal small-scale miners discovering these minerals and those with the capacity to partner with the local people in the extraction of these minerals.
So we appeal to the Minister of Mines and Minerals Development to quickly move in without wasting much time and subdivide that area and start receiving applications from artisanal small-scale miners or cooperatives that will apply for those licenses. One thing that we refuse and appeal from government is to give that known and easy gold deposit to foreign investors. We appeal that quickly government should start obtaining applications from cooperatives, and those cooperatives should involve the local people of Mufumbwe and other people that are artisanal small-scale miners that would like to start mining that deposit.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
Business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo, Zambia's casino. The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Hello,
Bongo Bongo. Again, more than 500 games, free bets, cashbacks. Ah, now you're just showing off.
Spin slots, bet sports, Brew Relay. Bongo Bongo's calling.
And ignoring the call? That's bad luck, boss.
Play now. Your jackpot is waiting.